This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's good to have Dan Kraft back on with us today from Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. Dan, welcome to BPN Radio.
Thank you, Brother Dale. It's good to be on.
Well, it's good to hear your voice again, and I'm getting regular updates about what's happening in Fort Worth. It's amazing. You know, people hear what's going on, and they say, well, how could that be? And so you guys have been out soul winning since September of 2012, right?
Yes, sir. We still go out five days a week, and people go out on the other days. We're at church on Sundays, and we take Mondays off, but a lot of people still go out on Mondays on their own just because they want to. But we go Tuesday through Saturday
every day. How can you sustain this? I mean, have you taken a month off here and there, or are you just keep going? How do you sustain that? How do you get people out that many days a week and continue that? I mean, that's been we're approaching 5 years you've been doing this.
You know, it's kind of like a forest fire. As long as there's wood to burn, it's going to keep going. As long as nobody tries to put it out or stop it, and there's just so much. It's like the harvest saying, well, how can you sustain a harvest for that long? As long as there's, you know, fruit to be harvested, there's people wanting to get a hold of it. And it kind of builds itself. It builds as it goes, a lot like a fire. And as it just gets stronger as it goes, and it gains power and it gains momentum. And we haven't run out of sinners yet here in Fort Worth.
Oh, you still have? There's still sinners in Fort Worth. Wow.
There's still some. Amazingly, we're still finding some.
Wow. Now, tell me how many people that you have won to Jesus going door to door since September 2012. Tell the people.
We have led over, the total since last Sunday is 109,437.
Over 109,000 people you have won to Jesus.
And are people who... They either answered, no, I would not go to heaven, or I don't know if I would go to heaven. Many said they were saved for crazy reasons, you know, but those are people who had no idea. That doesn't count the people who said no, that did walked away, or those that may have been genuinely saved and born again because they have Jesus in their heart.
And what's the population of Fort Worth?
About 800,000.
So you won about 12 or 13% of the total city population to Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're a fast growing city. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the nation. So there are more people coming in all the time. People from other countries, other states. A lot of folks are coming from California, and amazingly, a lot of people who have never heard of Jesus at all.
Wow, in Texas, they've never heard of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, people and young people growing up, also kids in school. We got to reach the school kids. Some kids never even heard of heaven. Kids that and where would they? They are not taught it in school. They're not taught it in the public because it's not usually allowed. And then they don't see it on TV because, you know, TV generally won't share that. And so we've got there's definitely plenty of work to do.
Wow. And Dan Kraft, you have been there from the start, right?
Yes, sir, from the very beginning.
And how do you keep going? I mean, I'm sure there are people that come and go as part of the soul winning team, but how do you stay in the fray there and keep rolling?
Well, Fortunately, first of all, Pastor Bob Nichols has a heart for that. He's an excellent pastor. He's a soul-winning pastor. He has a heart for outreach. Mm-hmm. And he keeps that fire burning on the inside of him, and I think it trickles down to the staff. But we've all kind of made it our life goal and mission. It's not a sprint, but it's a marathon, and we're in it for the long haul. And I think, too, it kind of builds and gains momentum in our own hearts that the more we do it, and starting from being a soul winner who wanted to lead people to the Lord but just didn't know how, that's kind of where I started. I didn't really know how to start. It was in my heart to do. Going from that to now, it's just as natural as saying hello or breathing. It just gets so simple and so easy that you just, it just becomes, it really does become a lifestyle. And it's so enjoyable and so fruitful. And when you start seeing that, it's kind of like, well, why do you do anything that you like to do or that you enjoy? You know, any hobby or interest that you might have, you do it because you love it. You enjoy it. It brings you life. It brings something into your life that's fruitful. And that's really what it's done for me.
Wow, it's just amazing. And, of course, I've been a part of, even though I live in Austin, I've been a part of Calvary Cathedral Church since 1988. And, yes. You know, Pastor Bob Nichols, my pastor there, and a wonderful man. And he's going to be, I visited with him a couple of days ago, he's going to be celebrating his 53rd year as pastor. So he's a very consistent man. And, of course, you know, when I shared it with him about 24-hour prayer, making a chain, he said, we can do it here. And so we started, most people have heard the story, we started in 1985, and the church prayed for over 18 years around the clock, and they're still praying. I think quite a few hours a day, they're still praying at the church. Prayer's going on.
Yeah.
And so...
prayer is still very much an emphasis.
Yeah. So prayer has been the key. A church that prayed 24 hours a day for over 18 years and then prays many hours a day, every day still. And then, of course, winning souls, watching and praying, winning souls and backed up by people that are interceding as you go out. It's just an amazing thing. There's got to be this great passion for the lost, and it has to come from the pulpit pit, from the podium. You know, I know of churches across America that they don't even give an invitation for people to get saved on a Sunday morning. And I can't figure that one out. I know there's a little note there on the podium at Calvary Cathedral, give an invitation. So in every service, there's a call for the lost to get saved, and people come down the aisles to get saved, and you don't wait for them just to come to church. You go out and you win them to Jesus. And when, you know, I've shared this with a lot of different people, and there are skeptics out there, Dan, that says, well, you know, they must have 20 or 30,000 people in their church if they won over 100,000 to Jesus. But you're not just winning them to Jesus in order for them to join the church, right?
Correct. Many do, and we love that. But our emphasis is just getting people born again and letting the Holy Ghost follow up with them. We also follow up with a bus ministry, a food ministry. We've bused in over 26,000 people. Of those 109,000, over 26,000 that we've bused in, not counting how many had driven in that had vehicles themselves.
Wow.
We just can't even keep track of the number of drive-ins of people that have come in as a result of that. But they go to churches all over the place. The problem we're seeing, though, is a lot of people, you ask them, hey, if you died today, do you know for sure, beyond the shadow of a doubt, you'd go to heaven? They say, oh, yeah. You know, or some of them say, you know, I have no idea, or I would go to hell, or you know what, I really don't know. And I say, really? And they say, yeah, I go to church every Sunday, though. And so I'm thinking, well, how can people go to church every Sunday and still have no idea about their salvation? Mm. And it's got to be that maybe churches just aren't preaching the gospel. They're not giving people an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ. They're not discipling or teaching them what it means to be saved and that relationship with Jesus Christ. But there seems to be on the streets almost no assurance of salvation for people. And if you ask people, hey, how do you know that you're saved? Those that say, oh, yes, I'm saved. I've had some people that have said, I know I'm saved because I'm a good person. So many say that. Or I know I'm going to heaven because I ain't never killed nobody. Mm-hmm. I've heard people say, because my mom told me I am. Mm-hmm. Some say, because I'm an American. Others say, I don't know why, but I think I'm going to heaven. Somebody said, I was in Vietnam, so I know I'm. Somebody said, God loves everybody and wouldn't send me to hell. Somebody said, I know I'm going to heaven because I go to church. Somebody said, I'm going because I'm cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then my favorite was going to heaven because I have a job and clean up the house.
Yeah.
So people really have a distorted image, or they don't understand really anything about God, Jesus, or the Bible, or the way of salvation.
I agree. And so you guys give a clear-cut plan of salvation when you go, yeah, and when you go out to doors and knock on those doors. And that's, you know, that's what Jesus, he said, we're to go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. So what is, what is kind of the short version? What a plan of salvation do you present to a person?
Well, it's basically the Romans road, and it's something that we've all heard, and I think we've all experienced or heard in some form. But the way that we have it written in this script that's printed out, it is really anointed. The way that it's worded, it's just so compelling, and it just really is simple. It's kept it so simple, and I've had pastors tell me, you know, I need to repent because I've complicated the gospel. I made it too hard. Mm-hmm. But it's basically, hey, first of all, you let people know, hey, has anybody ever told you God loves you and has a good plan for your life? It opens their heart. They realize, hey, you're coming with something good. It's good news. And then they say, you know, some of them say, I've never heard that. Some people say, oh, I've heard that my whole life. When you ask them, well, another quick but important question, if you died today, do you know for sure beyond a shadow of a doubt you'd go to heaven? And many, many people say, no, I have no idea, or no, I wouldn't, or I think so, or I hope so, or maybe. That's where most people are. And mm-hmm. then you just go into the script and just say, well, let me tell you real quickly what the Holy Bible reads. And then it's the Romans road. Mm-hmm. It's, hey, all have sinned and come short of the glory. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, and I've really got a revelation myself, not just knowledge, but experiential revelation of the scriptures that say, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not might be, not maybe, not I hope so, but shall be. And it says that three times in the Bible, in the Old and New Testament, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And you're a whosoever, right? Of course, everybody is. So we pray this prayer with them, and then they receive Jesus in their heart. It's amazing to see many with tears, many crying and weeping. A girl just the other day told me she goes to church every day. In fact, she was going that day that I was praying with her, and she did not have any assurance of her salvation. By the end of the prayer, literally tears rolling down her cheeks.
Wow.
You could tell, I don't know where she was going, but she wasn't experiencing the presence of God there.
Hmm.
So a lot of people, just because they say they're saved, you got to press a little further and just ask them, wonderful, why would you say yes?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you, and then you don't tell them, no, you're wrong, the wrong answer. You just proceed with the Romans road and lead them to the Lord.
Yeah.
It's so simple, but it works.
It
it's
works.
Really fruitful.
It works, and you guys are very consistent doing that. If somebody, some pastor or leader or someone would like to have more information about your soul-winning efforts at Calvary Cathedral, how would they reach you, Dan?
Well, for me, probably the best way is on my Facebook, Dan Kraft, DanKraft, Kraft like the cheese.
Uh-huh.
And Facebook is where I get most of my communications with these days, because it's so simple and easy to keep up with everybody.
Right.
But then you can also call the church office, calvarycathedral.org, and there you got our soul winning totals. We have some tools and things like that on there. If you go to our outreach and then click on soul winning, there's some stuff on there. But if they wanted to call me, they could call me also.
Okay.
My cell phone number, I can give you that. It's 817-819-9888. Again, 817-819-9888. Just call, and I'd love to get together. I've talked to Pastor Bob about helping other pastors, other churches.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yes, by all means, go for it. He even took us up to Andrew Womack's ministers conference,
uh-huh.
and we spoke to over 300 ministers,
oh, wow.
pastors of churches, and we've trained over, oh, I don't know how many dozens of of pastors and churches, some that have come here to Fort Worth and some that we've gone to their city or whatever, which is really, to me, the most exciting to see a church get activated.
Yeah.
Because we're seeing these changes as a result of that.
Well, it's amazing, Dan. And someday maybe we can have a soul winning seminar right here on BPN Radio.
Well, I'd love to do it.
You got about, we're about to run out of time because I had another guest on today. But
sure.
Can you pray about 30 to 60 seconds, and I'll join you in prayer right here.
All right. Well, Lord, I just pray right now for everyone that's watching. God, or listening, I thank you, Lord, that you're at work in their lives. Father God, I thank you that you're touching their heart. God, give them a passion for the lost, Lord, those that are saved, but maybe they're stuck. Maybe they're just sitting there. Maybe they're lethargic. God, I pray, let the lifeblood of the gospel of Jesus Christ flow through them to others, Father God, to bring life. God, let that out of their bellies flow, that living water, Father God, that's going to bring life to desert. God, seeds that are all in the desert that are just dormant there, God, that they'll come to life and see, God, that they'll see a garden, a beautiful garden in the desert, Father God. I thank you, Lord, wherever they are, pastors or ministers that are listening right now, God, that maybe they've lost their passion. God, I pray you would stir that passion on the inside of them. Help them, Lord, in Jesus' name, and stir that fire. Restore to them the joy of their salvation in Jesus' name.
I agree. Amen. I agree, Dan, in Jesus' name. Thank you for being on today, and I will have you
back.
All right,
bless you, Brother Dale.
God bless
you. Thank you, sir. Anytime. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
On my heart, and love that soul through me, and may I ever do my part to win that soul for thee. Lord, lay some soul upon my heart, and love that soul through me, and may I ever do my part to win that soul for thee.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord,
I will praise you,
and I will sing of love come. As you show your face, we'll see your glory here. We'll see your glory here. We'll see your
feet that run and play. precious every day. That little boy of mine, no one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little boy of mine.
Welcome home. home. Welcome home. Thank you.
name.